This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to study with you 2 questions recorded as asked by Jesus in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew in the New Testament and verse 26. It's a very, very important verse to every one of us. Here Jesus asks, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Here Jesus asks 2 questions. They deal with the greatest possible matters to every one of us, that is, to life and to death. Now let's ask, first of all, what is involved in the 2 questions? The world and the soul. As we look at the world, we realize that he's speaking here or referring to the lust of the flesh, that is, sensual pleasure, the lust of the eyes, the wealth which the world offers, and the pride of life, the honor which the world offers. As to the soul, he refers to the inner man, the soul, the spirit, which shall survive the death of the physical body, as James says in chapter 2, verse 26, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead." You see, the body apart from the spirit is dead, but it never says the spirit is dead apart from the body. The soul is worth more than any single member of the body, Matthew chapter 18, verses 8 and 9. It is worth more than the whole body, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28. There Jesus indicated that we should not be afraid of those that can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But we are to fear him that is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. It is therefore clear that the soul survives the death of the body. When you die, your soul will continue to live. You will be in consciousness the next moment after your physical death. And so involved in these 2 questions are the 2 great questions of the world and the soul. Now let's look at the first question, asked on this side of death. If gained the whole world, what would you gain? There are some things which cannot satisfy the heart. And what we would gain if we gain the world but do not gain the soul, we would be gaining things that cannot satisfy the heart. In John chapter 4, in speaking to the woman of Samaria, Jesus said, "If you drink this water," that is, this physical water, "you shall thirst again." In other words, it can only give a temporary slaking of your physical thirst. But he indicated that the water that he could give, that is, the spiritual blessings which come to man through Christ, would be able to slake man's thirst for spiritual blessing. The adorations of the multitudes. We see today great stars of sports and entertainment, great baseball players, football players, singers, and so on. Adoration of the multitudes. People flock up and down the streets to see them, to hear them. They spend their money by the hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars to have their autographs or something with their name on it and so forth. But this cannot really satisfy the deep inner needs of man. There is the matter of power, political power. There are men who can say, "Go," to an army, to entire armies, and they must go. They can say, "Come," and they must come. They can say to a whole nation, "Do this," and they must do it. But a man can have all the power there is in the world, and it cannot satisfy the deep inner longings of the human soul. He can have riches, but those riches can slip away, and even if he has them, he may still be in misery. In fact, it is clear that much of the unhappiness in the world is on the part of those who have the most money. But it is a difficult lesson for man to learn. He strives constantly for more and more money, and it seems that no matter how much we gain, we're not satisfied with it. There is the matter of sensual pleasure, of having the desires of the flesh satisfied. And some people think, if only I can be involved in a situation in which the desires and the lusts of my flesh will be satisfied, then I shall be happy. But if Jesus raises this question, what if a man shall gain the whole world? What then? What really would you gain? And I'm indicating here that you would gain something that cannot satisfy the heart. But our time is gone for today, and I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue the study of these 2 great questions from the Lord Jesus Christ.